This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Countrymen, friends, Americans, and countrymen, welcome to Monday, the 20th of June. I'm Doug Steffen. It's the D. That reminds me of the old, I was about to say the DJV broadcast. There was a guy who was doing nights working with me in Boston on WVBF. His name was Bill Freeman. And he was really into the music. He was a big drug guy, came from Cleveland. Back to Cleveland. I think he's still on the air in Cleveland, as a matter of fact. He used to call it the BLF bash. And he would never, he had nothing to say. He would just give the time and temperature, and he knew the music, so he knew how to take the music and have it speak for itself. So he didn't need to say anything. It was just his breaks were all, this is the BLF BLF bash. And on the callers of the radio station, and that was it. And people remembered him. His name was Bruce Freeman. BLF. I don't remember what his middle name was. But Larry. A character, you had never seen a character like this guy. Huh. So when I'm thinking about, we're coming up with new ideas for names and stuff. We're putting things together here. And Victoria and I were just talking, Jennifer. By the way, we missed you last week.
I missed you guys.
Nice to hear your voice. We were talking about how the DJV goes for Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
That's right.
So this could be the DJV bash. How's that?
There you go.
Okay.
All right. So what's going on in England? People are asking the question about these various polls that suggest support is swinging back toward remaining in the European Union. This has been a big, you remember the shooter last week said death to traitors, freedom to Britain. This fellow Thomas Marr, who shot lady who's a member of Congress, a member of Parliament, Jo Cox, mother of two. She only been a member of Parliament for a year. This was pretty brazen stuff. And this seems to have tipped the scales one way or another. There was a poll conducted over the weekend suggesting 45% of the respondents wanted to stay in the European Union, which is 28 countries that are basically considered the oldest part of the civilized world, so some people say. Actually, you can make the argument that China is the oldest part of the civilized world. But it's always good, depending on who the historians are, how they write history. So, anyway, the survey that suggested a different outcome conducted at the end of the week, 44% want to remain, 43% want to leave. So the vote is the, the 23rd, which is Thursday. Mm-hmm. So I've got it all figured out.
Oh, good.
Frankly, you ready for this is how it's going to work. The opinion polls and the betting odds, all be damned. There's a farmer who has created a way of predicting the outcome of this referendum on whether to stay in the European Union. He's going to have a race today of his miniature pigs. The pigs of Pennywell Farm in Devon have predicted the outcome of Britain's national elections for the last 4 years, including last year. They are going to be put on a track, and the track will read remain or leave. The Prime Minister is leading the campaign, London Mayor also trying to get Britons out of the European Union. The latest polls, as I said, suggest momentum for leaving. On one day, it's leaving. The next day, it is. So let's see here. The next day at stay in, the pigs are going to the test on 150-yard course. Racing.
That's a long way for little pigs.
It is for little pigs. Racing for the Remain camp are David Hamron and George Hogsborn, which apparently are names of
clever
various ministers that are involved in the British government. Let's see here. The Leave camp racers are Boris Johnson and Duncan Sniff. So let's see here. What is the most appropriate weather today? The things are there. The track is fast.
So basically what they're saying is they're going to, the pigs, whoever is going to win this race, will determine whether or not the the vote on Thursday, right? It's predictive. Okay. It's a forecast.
Yes, it is. So that'll be held. The race is going to be today. Meanwhile, there are people in Texas this weekend who have decided they ought to, you know, this is the vote for the exit of Britain is called Brexit. Mm-hmm. So now there's a new movement called Texit. A group of Texas nationalists have been inspired by this vote in England because there are many people in the Lone Star State who are fed up with the government and they want out. One of the leaders is a fellow named Daniel Miller, who is a part of the group. Longview, Texas is his home. He says that there are a lot of people who are very upset at the way the Democrats are running things and the Republicans, so it's time for us to get out. So this new Texas nationalist movement, seceding Texas from the United States, they're going to try to present a petition to the state capitol in Austin. Is San Antonio or Austin? San Antonio is the capital of the state, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think.
Isn't it? I think it
Miller.
Is. San Antonio.
Right. This guy is a former Tea Party member, and so anyway, a polished advocate, described by a local news outlet as a polished advocate, grew up in a politically active household, became frustrated by what he sees as the shackles of the federal government that are stopping Texas from reaching its full potential.
Oh, the shackles is such a dramatic term, isn't it? I mean, doesn't it just make you go, oh, the shackles? Okay, so is it weird that I don't want Texas to exit, but that I'm hoping that Britain will? Was that weird?
No. What are the merits of the conversation on either side? What's in it? Why is it good for Britain to leave the European Union? As opposed to why would it be good for it to stay in the European Union?
You know, I don't know all the details because obviously I'm not there. But as just somebody who's watching it from the outside, sure. I mean, what I think is that going into Europe, you have a lot of countries who are trying to turn themselves into states, essentially. And there's no borders. And I think that Britain is trying to now maintain some sort of border system for protection. And they're not able to
They've
do that.
They've been overrun
the
by
Union.
People from the Middle East. Overrun.
Right. I mean, look at Germany. Germany is going to be a totally different place in a year or so. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Mess.
And so I understand why they want to pop up their borders because a country without borders really isn't a country. And I get that. So I would support that if they wanted to.
Yeah, and financially, I think Britain often feels like they bear the burden of everyone else's financial disasters.
Right.
So
they
I
do
kind
do
of
a
see
point.
Their. I see
they
their
do.
Point on that financially as well.
And these other countries in Europe, like Germany, are going to need Britain's help for defense and for economic relief. And Britain's like, hey, let's just, take a step back.
What does Britain
here?
Need from them? Britain really doesn't need them. Yeah.
Nothing. Yeah, they need Britain more
so
than
So I understand.
Now, Texas can go. I'd be good with that. Texas, you.
I like Texas. I want to hold Texas. I like it.
Yeah, it's of Texas. Well, there's a lot of cultural... There's a cultural chasm. When you get outside of Austin and San Antonio, there's something that happens. There's a different feel to Texas than there is to much of the rest of the country. Or is there really? What's the difference between Texas and Mississippi, Texas and Alabama, Texas and Georgia, Texas and some of the other states that some of the northern snobs think are these people are below them? They're the dignity. I, every once in a while, I take my turn at taking a shot at Texas because I don't appreciate the fact that 239 people have been executed there in the last 10 years, and many of them have been found not to be guilty. So I find they're so eager to do stuff like that. I shouldn't say they, because there are plenty of people who live there that aren't. But there are a lot of people like this guy Miller who want to, and I would bet that you could find a guy like Miller in almost every state in the country.
Yeah.
Who want to get, you know, because the government, the main national government, has gotten out of control. But
well,
instead of sitting here complaining about it and whining about it, what do we do about it? Isn't the same problem that this guy has with the federal government the same problem that most of us who either support Bernie Sanders or Donald Trump have with the government?
People that are left behind. Exactly right.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's why
Texas is
a Tea Party
too,
guy.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
But Texas has always had that in its DNA. It's always had that independent streak. So I understand that this could Well, just the history of Texas. It was its own thing, and then it kind of has been, I don't know, bullied in a sense into being what other people have wanted it to be. So I could understand that people from Texas who've been there maybe for generations, I could see why they would want their
independence. People from Texas that have been there for generations are Hispanic. They're not white people from America. This state is overwhelmingly Hispanic.
Right, but that's but there are white Texans who've been there for a long, long time.
For a few generations, for sure,
A few generations, but not as long as the Hispanics have been there in the main. The battle, this guy made his announcement at Alamo
that just makes me think of TV room, and I always laugh. I'm sorry.
A great place to have an announcement of something like that, because they didn't fare so well at the Alamo in seceding from Mexico. But that was dirty pool. Anyway, Santa Anna was a really bad guy. And the way he reminds me, when you read the stories of Santa Anna and how he treated his prisoners, it reminded me of the March to Bataan. How people get into positions of power like this, this is a different issue, not the same issue, but he was a bloodthirsty cur. He was a horrible human being. The torture and the murder of people who got in his way. It was like he was running the country himself. And in many ways, he was.
Mm.
So when they took over the Alamo, they delighted in torturing and killing whoever it was that was left there as a lesson. Kind of like Saddam Hussein's sons did with whoever got in their way. And so just to sort of come full circle for a second here, to the Texas thing, Texit, and the Brexit thing, and the mess that you were both talking about with regard to Germany and how messed up Europe is, you go back to the sad reality is that it's all because we invaded Iraq. That's where this problem comes from. And it's the vacuum that keeps trying to be filled. We keep pulling back, and another vacuum is created. And I don't know what the result.
To be fair, that accelerated it, but that totally accelerated it because it was an unstable area that was able to be captivated. But I just did this event with Dr. Sebastian Gorka last week, who is he's a terrorist expert and all over Fox News after Orlando, because he's not a contributor there, but they use him all the time. And he was saying that the beginning of the movement was actually Russia's invasion of Afghanistan, because that was when people that was when the global movement went, like people would come from all over to fight the infidels. And so I didn't really ever know that. But isn't that interesting that it was the beginning of the movement was Russia and Afghanistan?
Looking at it that way, you can make that argument. Yes, you can. Yep.
And then the vacuum was created with Iraq that accelerated. But yeah, that was the start.
Both superpowers vying for power in an area they had no business being in. 20 minutes past the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples. Hi, Staples guy. We're moving offices, and it's a giant pain in the...
Bubble roll?
What?
Well, Staples has bubble roll, packing tape, all kinds of boxes, everything you need to move, and all at low prices.
Great. That's a giant load off my...
Packing peanuts?
No.
Shrink wrap?
No, but now moving will be a walk in the...
Packing tape?
Sure.
Get low prices on everything you need to move at Staples. And right now, small boxes are just $1 when you buy...
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you are having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Coming down to the latter day, we got many moons that are deepest place to watch.
It's New Music Monday here on Good Day, 23 minutes after the hour. So Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and I have three different examples of new things that are out that may attract your attention, appeal to you. First one from the Red Hot Chili Peppers. This is Dark Necessities from The Getaway, their first new album in 5 years. All right, so we'll listen to it for a moment, get a review around the room, starting with Jen Jen of the new Red Hot Chili Peppers CD. What do you think about this? Let's listen to a little more of it first.
You don't know my mind. You don't know my mind.
I don't know the Red Hot Chili Peppers that well. I would say this was an example of smooth pop, a la 2016.
Consistent. This is a consistent Red Hot Chili Pepper sound, but they were always considered to be pretty alternative and huge. They were monstrous for a while. Gosh, in the 90s especially, I think that was probably... Was that when they were really big? Was the 90s and the early 2000s?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I would definitely say that was probably their peak. But I think this new album, I listened through it last night, it's great. It is consistent, but it's modern, and I think that's because Danger Mouse, the DJ, has produced this album. So there's a modernization to it that's really cool for them.
They sound Danger Mouse.
They're great.
I gave you your favorite.
Yeah, right. I woke up this morning thinking about him as a matter.
Danger Mouse.
Actually, I find this to be this is an appealing song. I like this.
Yeah.
Yeah, pop guy.
They sang this on Carpool Karaoke last week, and James Corden somehow knew all the words.
Yeah.
He's practicing. They blew up on social media last week, though. They were everywhere with the karaoke and with this song. It was crazy.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, next in the New Music Monday category, John Pardee. This is from second album called California Sunrise. The song's called Head Over Boots. Let's see what we think of this. That's a pop country sound. I don't know what it is.
Yeah. Head Over Boots. That's cute.
Yeah, but just the way it sounds. Kara, you didn't pop in on the Red Hot Chili Peppers. What do you think of this?
You know, I'm surprised that I'm not a huge country fan, and I like this. I've never heard of him, but he seems to be like he's pretty big. He's open for Dierks Bentley and Alan Jackson, and those are pretty big names. But yeah, this is fun. This is going to be a cute summer song.
The reason that you haven't paid any attention is because you were under the influence of Jennifer before. Now you are.
The country love is spreading like a fungus through the good days. Yeah, I love it.
Fungus among us. All right, the third tune is something that I can certainly recognize. I've been a fan of Bruce Hornsby and The Range. Now, the new group is Bruce Hornsby and the Noisemakers. This is Mavis Staples, and this album is called Rehab Reunion. The song is called Celestial Railroad. Let's crank this puppy up.
We gonna take a ride. Oh, we gonna ride. The celestial railroad. Hey, na 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 na. Hey, na 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 na. Hey, na 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 na.
This doesn't excite me. Look for from Bruce Hornsby. What do you think, ladies?
I actually think it's kind of a cool new twist for him. This is a little more soulful. It's almost a little folk country, and I love Mavis Staples. So you wanted more of his old stuff.
I like Bruce Hornsby. I'm more looking for some energy that I don't hear here. But
yeah, I think this is very okay. You know, it's not going to offend you. You're not going to turn this off, but it's okay.
But it's not as good. I would rate these songs, if we were rating them, Red Hot Chili Peppers 1, John Pardee 2, and Hornsby 3, the way we played them. 28
like
after the hour on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. We all know what the economy's like, and we all want to save money, but can you save money on your pets as well? If you listen carefully, you can. First of all, exercise your pet, and don't feed them too much. Health and exercise can go a long way in keeping your pets healthy. It's also a good idea to choose a veterinarian before you need one. Get recommendations from people in the neighborhood. Shop around. Prices can vary greatly from one animal hospital to the next. Having your pets spayed or neutered is not only ethically the right thing to do, but can save money in the future because spayed and neutered pets are less risk for many different types of cancer. And don't be afraid to ask the vet for discounts. Some veterinarians offer multiple pet discounts as well as discounts for senior citizens. Many of the pet food you buy at the supermarket be just as good as some of the really expensive ones, so check with your vet on that as well. And ask your vet for a prescription for medications versus buying the medication from the vet. Sometimes generic prescriptions that you can get at the local pharmacy will save you a lot of money. Think about it. If you follow this advice, you'll save money, your pet will be happy, and so will your pocketbook. I'm Warren Eckstein.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Hardship. My grandmother would go through it every month to pay her insurance bill. First, she would handwrite a paper check, in cursive. Then, using her own tongue, she would wet a stamp for an envelope. Today, however, we need not weary our hands and tongues. Today, we can pay our GEICO bill with the GEICO app. Away with hardship, in with bill pay on the GEICO app. Thank you.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is, the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Monday, what do you want from me?
I don't want to. Okay.
Give us a pass till tomorrow. Yeah. It's the Good Day program, 34 after the hour. My friends Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen are here with congratulations to the Cleveland Cavaliers, who beat the Golden State Warriors to win their first NBA championship ever. A long dry spot for Cleveland sports in general has been broken since 1964. In fact, there hasn't been any championship anything there.
And they came back from a 3-1 deficit. I mean, that really
which,
will
by
tell
the way,
you,
has never, ever been done before in the history of NBA.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've never seen more men weeping than I did last night on TV.
But, you know, a lot of people give LeBron James a lot of poo, you know, for being kind of whatever, for leaving and coming back, and, you know, that he's not really that great. I think this shows that he really led that team. I mean, I don't know. I think this has got to be a good moment for him because.
All right, so let me give you some observations of someone who's not a basketball fan.
Sure.
My son ought to be a professional basketball player. So, I mean, he's played college basketball.
Yeah, he's really good, right? And he played
pickup basketball in L.A. in a league, and he played in high school. And so he was watching this game last night. And what about George Clooney?
You told me he played basketball with George Clooney.
Oh, yeah, he used to. Yeah, he did.
Can
yeah.
George dunk?
So,
with me all day long, baby.
Okay, so anyway, we're on the couch watching this. Meredith's there, and Brendan's there, and we're just talking through what's going on in the game. And Brendan brings some insight to this that I don't get anywhere else. And I'm not a basketball fan, not sports-oriented. My son is just the opposite. He very much is. So he's talking about the money these guys make, and then what these teams are worth. Apparently, Golden State is worth like $2 billion, the same as, oh, look who's just shown up. I have, you go to facebook.com/Good Day, you'll see pictures from yesterday's cookout. I'm looking because my grandson has just appeared on the scene.
Oh,
he came
I think
into
we need to give him his radio debut, don't we?
Studio.
Yeah, can Miles come on the air?
He doesn't have much to, he's not much to
Are
say.
Are you ringing
he doesn't
a
have
bell
much
at
to
him?
Say, yeah. No, here's what we did. I gave him some of the bells that were in the studio. So he's walking around the house with these bells. And then he was fascinated when I got to this one.
That's a nice one.
Yes, it's very nice.
Maybe he wants to be a Catholic. That sounds like the bell they ring for communion.
He wants to be a Catholic? That's cool. All right. So, anyway, we have lots of nice pictures. Megan Ann is here. And the rave reviews of him. The one picture you didn't post, Megan, though, is a picture of the two, of the dog, Millie, and Miles in the bucket. So we have to post that. But anyway, he doesn't need food. That's probably true. But he's fascinated also with all the things in the radio studio.
Wait,
all the screens and all of these
lights
things.
And buttons.
They're very cool. Happy Father's Day, Megan. All right, distraction from conversation, but we all love our children and our grandchildren, and hopefully spend some time.
I was going to say, how can you not be distracted by a cute face like that, please?
Yeah, looks just like his grandfather. Okay, meanwhile, back to the discussion of the basketball game. So Brendan said that Golden State, apparently the ownership, they bought the team 6 or 7 years ago for $500 million, now worth three times that. And the part of the value was established when the lawyer with his mistress and the wife and all that stuff sold the L.A. Clippers, which he said was 6 years ago. Please tell me it wasn't 6 years ago. It hasn't been 6 years since that happened.
Yes. Isn't that crazy?
Has it really?
Yeah. I know.
Oh, God. Oh,
think
my,
about that. I mean, you know, when I think about the fact that we've worked together for over 10 years now, Dougie, it like blows my mind, because in some ways I feel like it was yesterday, just like the Clippers.
I know.
With that weird woman with her mouth that was walking around.
V. Spaliano or something. Yeah, something like that. All right, so anyway, so the establishment of the values, just to talk about how much these teams, basketball teams, football teams, baseball teams, have gone up in value. Hockey, I don't know what the hockey teams, but they got to be in the same league with the rest of them going up in value.
They have to raise like $500 million to get their expansion team in 2 years. I mean, just crazy.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I mean. You see all of these people like Mark Cuban on Shark Tank, all of these people who don't really have anything to do with sports besides owning a team. I mean, they're
owning
all millionaires and billionaires because that's how much they're worth.
Well, to be fair, he was a billionaire before, and now he's even more of a
billionaire. Well, I mean, that's why, you know, they own these teams, because, I mean, you have to have a ton of money to own them, but the amount of money that you also get back from it, I mean, why wouldn't you if you already had that much money? You can bring more
in. Well, the other side of this is that in many circumstances, the taxpayer adds to the bottom line, which is completely inappropriate, but these things generate so much cash, so many jobs, that sort of thing, that they sort of they go to the city fathers and they say, okay, this is what we can offer you, what will you give us?
Yeah.
And then it becomes a racket, and that's what these teams are. They're a racket. But you look at the money that's paid, not only what Kara just said, but what they're worth, and then the bottom line with what these players are worth, there's a cap, Brendan was explaining to us, that has increased every year with the increased value and increased in the amount of money taken in by these teams, so that the cap has gone up a couple of million bucks, so that each one of these guys can make like 30.
I mean,
Meredith said to Brennan, well, how much do these guys make? And the good players make 30, 24, 26, 28, 30 million bucks a year to play basketball. But if you take the analysis, and that's why I am more talking here about LeBron James than anybody else. If you take the value that he brings to Cleveland, that is the dollars in terms of tickets, in terms of general merchandising, his value to that team is $60 million a year. That's how much his efforts, they figure his efforts and the merchandise brings to that team.
You figure that the team owners are not idiots, and so they're not going to pay these guys $33 million a year if they're not going to make at least double that back from them, right? I mean, these are business people that are using these guys as profit centers, so, I mean, that all plays into
it. But the kind of money there is in sports, it's just
crazy.
It'll choke a horse. Wow. And, what you said, Kara, is true. Why wouldn't you do it? If you have money, this is about as secure an investment as you can make. Much better than even buying Apple stock or, any of the other things. This is a club. This is like the United States Senate. There's only a few people that can join the club. And what I want to know is, where are the women? Why aren't there women who own some of these teams?
Well, there were. Remember,
why is it all men?
That famous one that was in charge of the Rams. Oh my gosh! Come on, Georgia.
What's his face? Is the
Frontieri? No.
Croc's wife ran the San Diego baseball team, I think, for a number of years. The guy started McDonald's, and his wife took over when he died, and she took over running the team and did quite well with her as the manager, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
I know what you said, but there aren't a lot of them. I guess that's
no. Unless they, get them in a divorce or something.
Yeah, Georgia Frontieri. She was the owner of the St. Louis Rams.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. Right. Yeah. But then people say, well, she divorced well, giving no credibility or credit to her, right. Whoever the her is, for being able to manage well. And that's, that's part of the problem.
I would assume that maybe female and maybe women that have that much money, there are a few that have that much money, maybe they just invest other places. I don't know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Their interests probably just lie elsewhere.
I would totally buy a sports team. I'd love it.
Television report up next, including a new television show for Donald Trump. ? 43 past the hour here on Good Day.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink!
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink!
Welcome to the show that really stinks. Odor Events, brought to you by Citrus Magic. Today, the Jones family will name all the odor events they can in 30 seconds. Ready? Go!
Rotten garbage can.
Yes, Molly.
Ew, musty basement.
Good, Jimmy.
Poopy diaper.
Yep, Haley.
Smelly socks.
Yes, Dave.
Stinky litter box.
Yes, Molly.
Ugh, funky fridge fumes.
Good, Jimmy.
Honey odor, please.
Yes, Haley.
Cat feet. Wait, cat feet.
You're out of time.
But
I'm sorry. See you again next week for...
That's gross.
Odor Events, the show that really stinks.
Get rid of the odor events in your home with Citrus Magic. The strength of its citrus makes odors disappear, leaving the fresh scent of natural citrus. Look for Citrus Magic in the air freshener aisle in Target, Kroger, Safeway, Publix, Walmart, and other fine stores everywhere.
The Covercraft products you know and trust are now available directly to you at Covercraft.com. You'll find custom car covers manufactured with high-performance fabrics, Carhartt seat covers in new Realtree camo patterns, dash mat dashboard covers, Colgan custom bras, specialty protection products from Canine Covers, and a whole bunch more. Be sure to use the code DRIVE at checkout to receive free shipping in the continental U.S. Get protection for whatever you drive at Covercraft.com.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
Television time, 46 past the hour. Former Teen Wolf star Tyler Hoechlin, is that how you pronounce his name? Anybody know this guy?
Sure, that is right.
In Superman, the Supergirl series moving to CW, this guy will appear opposite the star of the show, Melissa Benoist. Let's see. Actually, they're starting early. The show's in production now, and they're going to start it apparently at the end of August. Supergirl casting an actor to play her famous cousin. He's playing Superman or Super
right.
Boy or Super.
He's Superman.
He's Clark Kent, right?
Yep. Yep.
Mm-hmm. So what do we know about this guy? Anyway, who used to watch Teen Wolf? Among the three of you, there must have been somebody that watched Teen
Wolf. I'm so old, I watched Teen Wolf when it was a movie.
I watched that one, too, and I think that one's honestly better, because this show is still on.
Yeah.
And I would watch it every now and then, because there's an actor who's in it who is not in very many other things. So, if I wanted to see him, I would have to watch this. But the graphics and CGI, it's so bad.
Bad.
Yeah.
It's so terrible for this day and age. So, hopefully, if he's on this other show, Supergirl is pretty good, so
yeah,
maybe
Supergirl.
He'll have more success there.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's, speaking of success, before Jennifer runs down the list of shows that are on tonight, Donald Trump in the television news. Apparently, he's been talking to people about leveraging his rise to political stardom in case the presidential thing doesn't work. There's a story in Vanity Fair at the moment suggesting that he has such commercial appeal that he's already started to have talks with people to launch his own cable TV network, a la Oprah, so that everything on the network would be about Donald Trump.
Isn't that just the news right now?
Like, the speculation.
CNN and Fox and MSNBC.
Yeah. But the speculation in this article is that his end game is to launch a Trump news channel that he would fund.
Please. I just want him to come back to The Apprentice. I loved him on The Apprentice.
Yeah.
I love the show. No one else is going to be as good. Just give him The Apprentice back. People will watch it. The ratings will be the highest they've ever been. Just, there you go. Problem solved.
He's going to be a little busy because he's going to be the president. So what do you want him to do?
Well, but
it's not the boardroom. It's the Oval Office where he fires people.
Well, let's think about it. He's done everything else. There's never been Trump TV. It's time now for Trump TV.
Look,
that's what
I don't doubt that if he loses, maybe that's a possibility. But I think to think that Donald Trump doesn't really want to win, that he's
he wants to win.
I mean,
he's not going about it intelligently, in my opinion.
Any speculation, you could argue that all day long. But any speculation that the guy doesn't want to win is just, it's wrong. That's his.
Apparently,
he didn't want to.
There are offers on the table for him to get $1 million. A speech were he to lose, but to go speaking on speaking engagements, Hillary can get $650.
Yeah, look at the crowds that he can draw. I mean, that's
all right,
valuable.
What's on tonight?
Everybody. Crazy.
What's up
all right,
tonight,
Brain Dead starts on CBS. Brain-eating bugs are running through D.C. This is a horror and political satire.
They were running through D.C. for
forever.
Decades.
And this is the creator of The Good Wife, Dougie. So even though it sounds gross, you may like it. That's CBS tonight at 10. And then the season finale, season finale of Rain on CW at 8.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-941-9796.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-941-9796. That's 1-800-941-9796.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with us on the Good Day program to overview some of the important medical journals and their research or their publication of the research. The journals themselves, Ken, don't do the research. They just report on things that are done by various scientific organizations. All right, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is a noted cardiologist practicing down in the Orlando area. I wonder, just as a sort of side view, you and I haven't talked since last week. So I haven't asked you about what is going on in your clinic, what people are saying. Does an event that happened like the Pulse event, does it affect people? Do you find people are coming into you because they're having anxiety or any circulatory or heart issues more than normal?
Oh, yes, and it's affected all of us, and it's in a lot of different ways, and I think I've never seen Orlando pull together so much, and I think that the events are going to have just the opposite effect that they were hoping. I think that there's a lot of tolerance, there's a lot of acceptance, there's a lot of pulling together. In churches, you see people accepting people that you didn't see accept in the past, so I think they're going to have unexpected consequences, and I think there's also a lot of anger here about what happened, and you know, this is supposed to be the happiest place on earth, and a lot of people come here because they want a better place to live. Most people currently have come from another place who live in Central Florida, and I think there's a lot of anger about what happened, and but there's also the need to heal. People need some time to get over this.
Agreed. All right, as a focus on your expertise as a heart doctor, consulting heart doctor, the story from the journal Circulation about indoor air pollution and what that does to your heart, what's the story there?
Well, this is, as you said, published in Circulation. household air pollution appears to be a modifiable risk factor for heart disease. Doug, regularly using kerosene or diesel for cooking, heating, or lighting may increase the risk of heart attack and early death.
Did you, this is sort of carcinogenic. There's a thing from the World Health Organization today about hot drinks, and I think you've talked about that as well being carcinogenic. Could these two be tied together?
Well, I guess it depends if you use those products to heat your drinks. But International Agency for Research on Cancer, drinking very hot beverages probably is carcinogenic to humans. So before you down that steaming hot drink, consider letting some of that warmth subside. Drinking it could increase your risk of developing cancer.
Mm-hmm. PSA tests, the tests that are done on men, blood test. There's been science that said don't bother. Now there's science canceling prior research, it looks like.
Well, there wasn't really science saying don't bother. There was an opinion of a commission, don't bother. But, you know, I was talking to my brother about this, who's a urologist, and he reconfirmed that his organization is advocating PSAs, but now you have to actually sit down and notify the patient and get informed consent. But the latest is out of the Journal of Clinical Oncology, June 20th, 2016, that a blood test at midlife can accurately predict a man's risk for more deadly forms of prostate cancer. Prostate-specific antigen or PSA tests correctly predict whether a man will have lethal prostate cancer later in life more than three-quarters of the time. So it's not science changing their mind. It's people interpreting the data in a very controversial way without urologists, and the urologists don't agree.
All right. We'll dig into this more in the next edition of Good Day Health. Meanwhile, Dr. Ken, brought to you by the folks who make Super Beats, important discovery, and you've been on the top of this, Ken, because you're a cardiologist, how wonderfully well Super Beats helps.
Absolutely. In 1988, nitric oxide, it was discovered as a signaling molecule in the body. And by 1998, the Nobel Prize was awarded for these efforts in medicine. Nitric oxide, it helps maintain normal blood pressure, normal heart function, and is a main regulator of brain and digestive function. It can affect both athletic performance and sexual performance. You need to continuously eat the building blocks of nitric oxide, and if you don't, you'll be depleted. I recommend using Neo40 as a way to get the continuous building blocks to make this. And also I recommend you test your saliva to make sure the nitric oxide level is adequate. And for those times when you need a boost, it's a very good idea to take their products so you can get a boost.
800-655-4183 to order Super Beats.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.